93 KHJ American Samoa was best music mix here as we move along in our creative writing class that is hosted by Reggie. We've been reading their short stories that are here on 93 KHJ, and we've got one now from Matasawa Pefu, and this one is called Toa. All right, here we go. In a small hut near Leilango in Pango Pango lived a boy named Toa, and every day Toa would go to the market in Fangatonga to sell all the food from their family's plantation. Toa loved to go to the market. There were people, cars, and a variety of food to choose from. Fresh taro, banana, and coconut for only 99 cents. Get yours here, Toa would yell out every day at the market. It was his happy place. One day, Toa loaded his wheelbarrow with lots of goods, and off to the market he went. As Toa made his way from Leilango to Pango Pango to the market, he came across three kids who were on their way to school. Sole, one kid called out. Ha 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 ha, eh Toa, you look messy, another laughed. Ooh, replied another. Toa quietly continued walking to the market. Hours later, after Toa had sold all his fresh goods, he gathered his stuff and went home. Thinking about what those kids said to him made him cry. After evening prayer was done, Toa looked up at his mom and said, Tina, why did they laugh at me? Who laughed at you, my Toa? His Tina asked. Is there something wrong with me, Tina? Toa whispered as he looked away teary-eyed. My sweet Toa, his mom replied and added, do you know why they gave you the name Toa? His mom smiled at him, and she continued saying, Toa means bravery. You are my brave little Toa, with such a big heart. You are Toa. Listen only to what your heart says, my son, my Toa. Tina kissed Toa on the forehead, and off she went to bed. Toa felt better. His mom always had a sense of making him feel better. From that day on, Toa would always say to the kids teasing him about going to the market and sell goods, your words do not hurt me, Toa would say, for I am Toa and I am brave. Toa accepted the fact that not everyone is as humble and respectful as he is. He continued to smile and went about his way, knowing his name had meaning and had a purpose to be brave. The end. And that story was written by Matasawa A. Pefu for Reggie Meredith's Creative UH Writing Class. Good job there. That one was called Toa. Keep listening for more short stories that will be read here exclusively on 93KHJ.